I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music and having a conversation with the American singer-songwriter, the blues man, John Hammond. John Hammond. We just heard a track from his debut album on the Vanguard label from 1962 when he was 20 years old. John Hammond was born in New York City and is the son of a really famous record producer, a John Henry Hammond. He began playing guitar. He's a really young guy in high school. And he goes to the Apollo Theater and he sees a performance by Jimmy Reed. And he begins playing guitar. He goes to Antioch College for 1 year, and then he drops out to become a musician. And we find him living in Greenwich Village by the mid-1960s. And he was very active on the scene. He got to know a lot of the musicians in the Greenwich Village area, a lot of the blues, electric blues musicians. And he recorded and played with Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, the band, Dr. John, Duane Allman. It's my pleasure on our program today to be speaking with an American master musician, Mr. John Hammond. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you, Kathy?
I'm really good. I'm so glad that you could talk to us today. You have lived the life of a musician, and you have just completed your 33rd album, which was nominated a Grammy nomination for the Traditional Blues Album of the Year, an album called Rough and Tough. I love it.
That's right.
So I understand that you recorded this album, this solo acoustic album, at St. Peter's Church in New York City.
That's right.
Now, how did you happen to end up singing the blues in a church? How did that happen?
Well, the record label, Chesky Records, has use of this church that has a unique sound. They record a lot of jazz artists there, and they find it to be a special place that gets a special sound. It was recorded with just one microphone.
With one microphone?
Yeah, so it was pretty on the edge there.
Were you playing through a guitar amplifier? Were you playing?
No, just acoustic.
So you just had your guitar, you didn't even have a mic, like, on your guitar and on your voice?
No, there was one mic that got it all.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's amazing. So you're talking a reverberation, a stone church.
Yes.
So, on that
first album was recorded in Brooklyn in 1962 at the Brooklyn Masonic Temple, which is also like a church-style room, and very similar 50 years later.
Let's take a minute here to listen to one of the recordings, one of the songs from John Hammond's very first album called Country Blues that he said was recorded at the Brooklyn Masonic Temple. First we'll hear Seventh Son, and then from his most recent 2010 Rough and Tough, we'll hear the song My Time After a While. John Hammond.
Everybody's talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, and I'm the one. Well, I'm the one they call the seventh son. Well, I can tell your future, it will come to pass. Do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, dig the rain. I can tell when your woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call a seven son. Well, I can talk these words that will sound so sweet, even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal the sick and I can raise the dead, make your little girls talk out of your head. I'm the one. Yes, now I'm the one. Well, I'm the one, I'm the one. One they call the seventh son. Yeah.
It's your time now, baby. But I got a feeling it's gonna be my time after a while. I said it's your time now, baby. But I got a feeling it's gonna be my time after a while. Cause if things don't change, little girl, I believe I'll move on down the line. Well, she went out last night. And don't you know she just walked in? That girl is getting ready. She's going back out again. I said, wait a minute, baby. Just before you go, she didn't even look at me, man. She just turned and walked right out the door. Yes, it's your time now, baby. But I got that feeling it's gonna be my time. Cause if things don't change, little girl, I believe I'll move on down the line. Took a peek through my window, and what you think I seen? My baby's sitting beside another man in a long black limousine. Yes, it's your time now, baby. But I got that feeling it's gonna be my time. Cause if things don't change, little girl, woo, I believe I'll move on down the line. Well, I just want to talk to my baby, and here's what I got to say. Go ahead and mistreat me, baby, no, but every dog's got his day. Yes, it's your time now, baby. But I got that feeling it's gonna be my time. Cause if things don't change, little girl, I believe I'll move on down the line.
That was John Hammond. First, we heard Seventh Son from his 1962 debut Country Blues on the Vanguard label. And then we just heard his most recent recording, the Grammy-nominated Rough and Tough, My Time After a While. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Let's get back to our conversation with John Hammond. When I read about your life and how you became inspired to play the blues when you were so young, apparently you heard Jimmy Reed at the Apollo Theater. And you're in high school. When you get your first guitar, you're like 17 or 18 years old.
18, yeah.
It's only 2 years later that you record your first album. How did you learn to play the guitar in such a short time and at such a level of a master performance on those albums?
Well, you're very kind to say that. I was a huge fan of blues music since I was maybe 10 or 11. You know, I just thought it was great music. I was always attracted to music that had a blues root to it. You know, when rock and roll hit the scene in the mid-50s, mm-hmm. I was in my teens, and I used to go to see the Alan Freed rock and roll shows, you know, Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard and, you know, all of the great rocking blues guys back then. I always was, you know, attracted to the music that had that blues feel to it for whatever reason. And by the time I was 17 or 18, I knew so many songs. It was, you know, I was a real fan.
Were you listening to, you know, you cover materials from the 20s, the 30s.
Yeah.
Were you listening to records when you were growing up?
Yes, exactly. I started buying records probably when I was 11 or so.
Okay.
And I, you know, artists like Lead Belly and...
Oh, Big Bill Brunzy,
Big
please.
Bill Brunzy,
oh, yes.
Josh White, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. These were the folk blues artists that were kind of on the scene then.
And then that
led to the country blues artists, like, you know, the ones that preceded them, not so much preceded, but were maybe less known. Blind Boy Fuller and Robert Johnson and Leroy Carr, just to name a couple. So I had the sense of history of blues, and then I heard artists like Muddy Waters and Howling Wolf that had, you know, brought the acoustic blues into, you know, drums, bass, and electric guitar and stuff like that. And so I heard the thread in that and got really into that as well. So when I finally got a guitar, I knew all these songs, but I just, it was a matter of time before I could put the guitar to the songs. And
so you really started.
I was ready
you
to
were,
go.
You were
I mean,
singing.
I was so excited.
You were already singing these songs.
Yes, I already knew the songs. I mean, not that I performed them anywhere.
Yeah, but no,
I,
you were at home singing along with the records.
You got it.
So let's listen to a couple of songs. John Hammond mentioned how inspired he was by Robert Johnson. And in 1991, he was the host of a television documentary called The Search for Robert Johnson. So John Hammond takes a journey into the American South. He calls it The Quest of a Lifetime. And he interviews a lot of the people that knew Robert Johnson. So let's listen to two songs by Robert Johnson that John Hammond recorded. At the very top of the program, we heard Travelin' Riverside Blues, which was from John Hammond's very first album, and that was a Robert Johnson song. Let's listen to two more Robert Johnson songs. First, we'll hear Crossroads Blues, and this song, Crossroads, is also the same song that was recorded by Eric Clapton with Cream. And after we hear Crossroads, we'll hear another song called Judgment Day, If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day. This is John Hammond singing and playing the music of Robert Johnson.
I went to the crossroads. I fell out on my bended knee. I went to the crossroads. I fell out on my bended knee. I asked the Lord above, have mercy. Say it down if you please. at the crossroads. Woo-hoo, bar trying to flag the ride. Standing at the crossroads. Ooh, baby, I'm trying to flag a ride. Well, nobody seems to know me, but they keep on passing me by. Well, that sun gone down, boy. Lord, that sun gone cast me here. Yeah, that sun gone down, boy. Well, that sun gone cast me here. I got no loving sweet mama left. Left a loving field, my girl. My fat boy Willie Brown. Yes, you can run. Tell my friend boy Willie Brown. You know I'm standing at the crossroads. Well, I believe I'm sinking down.
We just heard two songs by John Hammond, two songs written by Robert Johnson, Crossroads Blues and Judgment Day. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then, here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Today's program, we're having a conversation with John Hammond, the American blues singer and songwriter. When you play slide guitar, that's like an alternative tuning, isn't it?
Yes, there's two tunings that I use besides the standard one. This one's called Spanish tuning. The other is called Sebastopol.
Say that second one again.
Sebastopol.
Okay.
I don't know how, where, what. I'm not familiar with the history of those styles, but one is like an open G tuning, and one is an open D tuning.
Wow,
so the guitar is tuned to a chord.
G is really low on a guitar, isn't it?
Well, what I do is I take the G tuning and I tune it up to A.
Okay.
And the D tuning I tune up to E. So that's for my own voice and style, whatever. That's what I've always done. With the slide, I use I use those open tunings, and everything else is just the standard tuning.
So, okay, you go out and you buy a some sort of a car tool, a socket thing that you use as a slide. Now, where did you get that idea?
Well, I worked at a gas station when I first went out to Los Angeles to start my career. And my friend Russ Avery, who was a mechanic there, brought me over to Sears one day because he had to get some tools. And I'd been, before that, I'd fooled around with a Dobro bar, which I held between two fingers and managed to make that slide sound, but it was awkward. And there we were at the socket wrench department, and I picked out this 11/16 socket wrench, and it fit right on my little finger. And I had the light bulb go over my head and say, ooh, that works. And I've used it ever since.
That's astounding. What are the blues? I mean, there you are with a guitar and you're singing. Okay, you're singing and you're playing the guitar, and so you must be a folk singer. But no, you're a blues musician. And
well,
so
you know,
when I think, okay, blues is not, okay, he's got the blues. It's not just about being sad. It's not just sadness. There's some kind of frankness, some kind of raw truth.
Well, I like to say that, you know, the blues is like the ocean is blue, it's deep.
It's deep.
The sky is blue, it's infinite.
It's deep. Oh, that's beautiful.
That sense of profoundness, you know, simplicity and yet, you know, great depth. And it covers the whole gamut of emotions and the human experience. It has to do with, you know, an honest look at love and loss, life, happiness, sadness, the whole gamut. So, to me, I don't ever feel like I can't explain it. But at the same time, you know, where it comes from and where it came from in me, I can't explain that. I've got it in me to do it, and that's what I've done my whole adult life.
You're just really singing from your heart.
Yeah, well, I've been doing these songs, you know, for all these years.
Yeah.
I know hundreds of songs, so it's not like I'm searching for material or anything.
Yeah.
It's like I've got...
Oh, yes.
And just in the last few years, I've begun to write some songs myself.
I wanted to touch on that idea. I was really tickled by the idea of when I read about the Wicked Grin recording, that it was Tom Waits' wife and your wife, Marla, who got together and cooked the idea up that you two should record an album together.
Well, it was actually Marla's idea.
I love hearing about that.
And I was out there to record with Tom on one of his projects. This was about 2 years before that happened. And it was called Mule Variations. And and so we're recording out in a studio not far from where Tom lives. And we were sort of, you know, hanging out in the studio, and Marla and Kathleen were hanging out, and Marla just said right up front, she said, you know, what do you think of the idea of Tom producing an album on John? He could be home every night, take care of the kids.
Oh, she likes that.
You know, and and Kathleen thought about it. She said, you know, that would be a really good idea. So all of a sudden it was, you know, like in our laps to
it was a done deal.
Do it or not, you know. So we decided to do it. There was all kinds of things that happened along the way before it happened, but when it happened quickly and very effectively. I mean, he flipped out over the way I was doing his songs, and I would say 90% of those songs I'd never heard before, never had an idea, you know, how they went or anything, but we just made it work. It was amazing. I had a lot of, it was very inspirational.
Check the strange vivid falls out from the sky. Flashing Baghdad on the Hudson and Panther Martin's eyes. He's high on the outside wearing candy apple red. Scarlet gave him 27 stitches in his head. With a pint of green chartreuse, ain't nothing seems right. Your body's on the paper on a Saturday night. Can't you hear the thunder? Someone stole my watch. I saw a quart of blood and bought a half a pint of scotch. Someone told a Chinaman down on Telegraph Canyon Road, when you're on a bill with a spoon, ain't no time to unload. So bye-bye, baby, baby, bye-bye. Stranger, lonely dreamer, toy puppy, and the Prado were laughing as they piled into almost El Dorado. Jesus whispered, "Eeny, meeny, meeny, miny, moe." Too proud to duck their heads while they bring it down so low. So bye bye, baby, baby, bye bye. The pointer man is smack dab in the middle of July. Swinging from the rafters in his brand new tie. He said, "I can't go back to that hotel mall to do the shout. But listen, I stick with you, baby, till the money runs out." So bye-bye, baby, baby, bye-bye. Strange beverage falls out from the sky. Splashing Baghdad on the Hudson and Panther Martin's eyes. High on the outside wearing canned apple red. Scarlet gave him 27 stitches in his head. With a pint of green chartreuse saying nothing seems right. You'll buy the Sunday paper on a Saturday night. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, baby. Oh, baby, bye-bye. Oh, baby, bye-bye. Sticking with you, honey, till the money runs out.
That was John Hammond's album called Wicked Grin from 2001, The Songs of Tom Waits. That song was called Till the Money Runs Out. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. We're having a conversation with the American singer, songwriter, and bluesman, John Hammond. Well, the following year, in 2002, you recorded your next album, Ready for Love.
Ready for Love.
Now, from what I understand, your wife also was the one who encouraged you to take the dive and to compose, record your own composition.
That's right.
Now, I'm really curious, what did she say to you? How
she
did
said,
she...
well, why don't you write a song for this next project? You know, we might make some extra money.
Oh, okay.
So I thought about it, and I couldn't, you know, there was nothing I could say. It was just the truth. So, and, you know, I've been playing so long, and I mean, I have such a facility for the music
the
and the style.
Yes.
That, so, actually for my, 56th birthday or something, she bought me a replica of the car that I that I first bought.
The Slick Crown Vic.
Slick Crown Vic.
Yeah.
So,
when she suggested that you write the song, you had no hesitations.
Well, I did because, you know, all these years, guys have said to me, well, man, if you don't write songs, you're never going to go anywhere. So I said, to prove everybody wrong, I just said, well, watch this. And and so I never felt compelled to write songs. I knew guys who were incredible songwriters.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Bob Dylan and Tom Waits, for example, John Sebastian, these were friends who I hung out with, and they could write a song in a second, you know, and it was no biggie. To me, you know, I knew all these great songs that no one had ever heard before, or very few had heard before, so I felt I had my own niche somehow. I didn't feel, you know, the need to write songs, and I was always independent. I never, you know, did anything I didn't want to do recording-wise. I always Yes, I am very lucky, and fortunately, I knew some great people that I could record with. When the company, the label wanted me to record with a band, I could put a band together and work with guys who I admired and that kind of thing. And I've had a chance to work with some phenomenal musicians, you know.
Let's listen to John Hammond's original composition, his first song, Slick Crown Vic, from Ready for Love in 2002. John Hammond.
I rode into town in my Slick Crown Vic. Need a kind of rest, gonna find me a chick. Had no loving in God knows when. Dreaming about a woman and got no man. She moved round the corner like a vision in a dream. Picture of love like coffee and cream. Eased on up and I tooted my horn. I said, you're the sweetest thing that ever was born. Oh, I'm ready for love and I won't be tricked. Ready for love and it's you I picked. Come on in now and give it a whirl. I won't drive you, baby, all over the world. Gave me a look as I pulled up beside her. Glow of her eyes made her look even finer.
I said, excuse me, ma'am, if I look transfixed, come on, ride with me in my slick crown Vic.
John Hammond's song, Slick Crown Vic, from his album Ready for Love, released in 2002. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Let's get back to our conversation with the American singer-songwriter and blues musician, John Hammond. Well, now you wrote some more songs when you recorded in the 2007 release that was called, I believe it's Push Comes to Shove.
Push Comes to Shove.
Yes,
you wrote five songs. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I noticed is I listened to Slick Crown Vic. What a slamming song! It's got it just has this incredible momentum to it, and I love the lyrics. And you actually use the line, push comes to shove, in that song.
Yes.
And then on the Push Comes to Shove album, in there's this one slower song, The Eyes Behind Your Head. You use the line, Slick Crown Vic, in that song. So I'm feeling like you're really developing, your own material in a way. It's exciting. It's so inspiring.
Well, I've been very fortunate. When I first had this song, I had a rough outline of it, and I played it for the guys who were in the band. This is Marty Ballou, Stephen Hodges. The producer of that album was David Hidalgo from Los Lobos.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an inspiration to be around also.
Wow.
So I played it for them, and they said, man, that sounds good. And all of a sudden, we just did it, and it was, not so hard.
That's got to be, a really unexpected, satisfaction to come at this point in your career.
I never saw it coming. I never had a clue. If I knew what you was into, I'd have known what to do. I've been blindsided, I've been left for dead. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head? I was cruising along in my slick crown Vic, moving in a grooving, man, I was looking for my chick. She slipped up on me like a phantom from the dead. Who knew you needed
eyes behind your head. Someone's having me on. I'm out in deep water, man, I'm trying to tread. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head? Behind your head. Now I said, wait a minute, baby, just leave me alone. I've worked so hard to make my happy home. I know you don't want me, you've been misled. Who knew you needed eyes behind your head?
From above. take a stand when push comes to shove.
We just heard two songs from John Hammond's 2007 album, Push Comes to Shove. We heard the title track, and before that we heard Eyes Behind Your Head. Both of those are songs written by John Hammond. Your passion for the blues is remarkable. The way that the legacy of the music and the depth of understanding that you bring to it—it's an incredible role that you've played in music history, and now to also join the ranks of singer-songwriters, it's really incredible to speak to you today.
Oh, wow.
To hear the things that you have to say. Thank you, Mr. Hammond.
Well, it's a pleasure, Kathy. Thank you.
If our listeners are interested in seeing this master musician live, John Hammond is going to be traveling right here to our Sullivan County area on September 30th, Friday. He'll be performing at the Bethel Woods Center for the Performing Arts. And I understand that you're also playing in Canada. You'll be up in Canada.
Oh, I get all around the place.
All around? Yeah. It's astounding, your concert schedule. And then you'll be back in New York at the Allen Room Jazz at Lincoln Center.
That's right.
So it's amazing all the venues that you play.
And there's also a month in Australia, the month of November, Robbie.
Well, you know, I hope your wife gets to travel with you.
Oh, all the time, everywhere.
Well, for someone singing the blues, you have a remarkably full and a happy life, it seems.
Well, it's hard work, but, you know, if you know what you want and you set about it, you tend to be successful. And I've been very lucky, very fortunate.
Well, we're also lucky to be able to experience, you know, your music and your gift.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you again for speaking with us today, Mr.
What a
Hammond.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see you in Bethel.
See you in Bethel Woods.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. As we mentioned, John Hammond will be appearing right here locally in our area at the Bethel Woods Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, September 30th. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. I hope you enjoyed today's program, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldridge, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com.
This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at WJFFradio.org. It's 1:59. It's about 61 degrees here on a fairly sunny afternoon in Jeffersonville, New York. Stay tuned. Coming up, Folk Plus with Angela Page.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Global Natural Foods, importers and distributors of healthful ingredients to the food and beverage industries.